The county's projected cost for the shelter is $7 million. It gave the Animal Services Advisory Board four different designs to evaluate. The problem? The least expensive design is projected to cost $8.1 million to build. And board members agree unanimously that design isn't viable. It has less capacity for animals than the existing facility, which solves a chronic overcrowding problem by euthanizing animals. In March, it euthanized almost 20% of the animals at the shelter. Sonali Sandani chairs the advisory board.
We need to make this right. If we want a facility that is true to its new mission, which is to save lives, and a facility that will be durable enough to be here for the next generation.
The board will recommend to county commissioners another of the four options, and it's not even the most expensive $14 million design. Sandani says an $11 million design the board will recommend is the least expensive choice that uses best practices in shelter care, sufficient capacity, and individual kennels for all dogs. County Commissioner Jeff Rader wants to know why the least expensive option the county gave the board is more than $1 million over its own cost estimate.
This may be a result of higher than anticipated unit cost. And so then the question becomes is why is that, and is there any alternatives that would bring it down?
The project is about 6 weeks behind schedule right now. The timetable projects a new shelter will be open by early April 2015. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.